right. Well, good evening and welcome. This is David Litt calling in from Colorado, and I think it's the warmest part of the country here tonight. And thank you all for investing your most valuable asset, your time here with us this evening. And very excited about the call tonight because we're going to be talking about looking forward. So last week we talked a bit about looking backwards, evaluating, you know, what happened in your business in 2010, what worked and what didn't, and what sort of tactics and strategy, you know, what are the things you learned from your business and the sorts of folks that are in your business and the mindset and mentality of those people. And certainly we want to bring that into 2011, but in some ways we almost want to wipe it all out and start with a blank slate. So it's almost thinking with two parts of your brain, you know, learning and utilizing, you know, what has gotten you to where you are now, but also to start with a clean slate. You know, there's nothing like a Monday to get people, you know, focused on new stuff. There's nothing like the first of the month to get people focused on new stuff. And certainly there's nothing like the first of the year to really have a new mindset and a fresh outlook. And, you know, I want to start with, to me, the single most important life planning tip of all time. And it has to do with mindset, and it really sets the stage for everything that comes. And that life planning tip is you have two choices. Your first option is to shrink your life to match your income. And that's what most people do, unfortunately, in the United States and all around the world, is they live lives of quiet desperation in which they shrink their life to match their income. The second option is to increase your income to create the life you want and deserve. So I'm going to say that again. You have two choices. Your first option is to shrink your life to match your income. Your second option is to increase your income to create the life you want and deserve. So if you imagine those as two circles, and for most people, the life that they want and deserve is a bigger circle. It's a more expensive circle. There are things in it, experiences in it. Freedom costs money. You know, time freedom costs money, because that means that you're going to have income that doesn't demand your time. And that's the beauty of the network marketing business model and what Purium could bring to your life is that opportunity. And that's why you're on the call, and that's why you're listening to the call here, is because you want to access that second option to increase your income, to create the life you want and deserve, and to actually have the opportunity for financial freedom, the opportunity to utilize leverage, to have other people investing their time, their money, their efforts, their contacts to build your business. And so one of the things that is an important process as you look at 2011 is to say, well, what is the life I want and deserve? You know, what does that look like 1 year from now? And that's where I would start, is not what is my dream life that I could think of the most amazing things that I could ever put in my circle. You know, I mean, there's certainly some value to that. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a dream notebook or a dream board. And, you know, when you're looking at a magazine and you see a beautiful, you know, log cabin, or you see a beautiful beach house, or you see a fantastic piece of jewelry or whatever, there's nothing wrong with cutting those things out and continuing to put that in your mind and in front of you. But I think for this purpose, really, we're talking about 2011. So what is it that you want to accomplish? What is it that you want your life to look like? How should it look different? And it may be as simple as, hey, I want to pay down debt. You know, I want to have calm nights. I don't want to have stressed out, sleepless nights. I don't want to have to worry about, you know, my credit card bills. I don't want to have to live paycheck to paycheck. I don't want to have to worry that if my car breaks down that I'm going to really have to, you know, wonder how I'm going to get it fixed or go further in debt to make that happen. And so, yeah, that may be a specific number. That may be $200 a month or $400 a month or $800 a month or $1,000 a month to you know, to make that happen. And that may be all that you want, need, and can imagine for 2011. Or it could be bigger. It could be, you know, know, hey, I want to go in a new direction in my life. And a year from now, I would love to be financially independent enough that, you know, that my current job, I'm going to do less, or I'm going to quit. You know, I need to save for my children's college, or I need to save for retirement, or I want to go on a big vacation, or I want to take a sabbatical. So I don't know what that is. But I think that if you look yourself in the mirror and you say, this is what I really think I can do, this is the stretch goal for 2011 for me, as I look at what I want and deserve in my life, this is what I want to add, and this is how much income it's going to take. And if you can get visual with it, you know, most people are fairly visual. I'm a pretty visual person, so I could say, you know, wow, here's one circle, it's my income. Here's another circle, this is what I want and deserve. And, you know, I think this circle over here is $800 a month bigger. Or I think it's $1,500 a month bigger. I think it's $3,000 a month bigger. And then you need to decide, you know, how much of that's going to come from your Purium business. You know, do you have other sources of income and other places and ways that you earn income that, you know, can expand or contract? Or is this really the main thing? You know, you have a regular job or you have some other source of income and it's pretty stable, and this is it. This is how you're going to have to make that happen. And so, you know, determining that as specifically as possible, writing that down, they, you know, the bigger your why, the easier your how. And so that's where it all starts. To me, it usually starts, especially in network marketing, especially in a business that's your own business, it starts with intention and intensity as much or more than strategy and tactics. So let me say that again. It starts with intention and intensity as much as strategy or tactics. And so I know a lot of you are on this phone, you know, work hard and are already working hard in your Purium business, and it may not be about intention and intensity. It may be more about strategy and tactics. But I know a lot of you, you know, probably don't spend the amount of time that you really should on productive activity for your business. And so, you know, that's really what it's about, is creating that why, being specific to motivate yourself to do the how. Because, you know, a lot of people like doing network marketing. They like talking to folks and promoting and teaching people about health and wellness. But a lot of people don't. You know, it's a means to an end. It's a vehicle. I can tell you, everybody wants the end result. Everyone wants the financial freedom, because when you have that financial freedom, you can do whatever you want. So there's no question that that people want the end result. So they just have to motivate themselves to do what other people won't do. And that's really what success is about. Is, you know, there's a great quote by Albert Gray that says, the common denominator of success, the secret of success of every man and woman who has ever been successful, lies in the fact that he or she formed the habit of doing things that failures don't like to do. It's forming the habit of doing things that failures don't like to do. Aldous Huxley says almost the exact same thing. The most valuable of all education is the ability to make yourself do the things you have to do when it has to be done, whether you like it or not. So it really comes down to, you know, this business is easy to do, it's easy not to do, and, you know, that leads us to what I believe is the most important time management tip of all time. And the most important time management tip of all time is what I'm doing right now the most valuable thing I can be doing? And I try to do that and ask myself that at least 2, 3, 4 times a day. And when I'm having a productive day, it's more like 4 times a day. And so in the morning, you know, I have a planner. I'm always carrying forward my activities. And, you know, I have, you know, a snapshot of what I'd like my day to look like. But, you know, sometimes emergencies show up. Sometimes opportunities show up. Or oftentimes I find myself drifting and doing things I want to do, doing things I'm comfortable doing things that are easier to do or that I like to do versus the stuff that I don't like to do as much. Like, I don't like to do accounting stuff. You know, I don't like paying bills. And so I'll put those off. And sometimes that's a detriment, you know. You got to step up and do those things you don't like to do. You know, I don't mind making phone calls to folks. Some people don't like to make those phone calls. You know, so whatever it is, you need to outline what it is that you need to make happen and discipline yourself to make it happen. So you want to start with that vision of the life that you want, and then you need to boil it down to the activities it takes. And really, the activity that's most important in this business is finding great people. So, yeah, we would love to find customers, and we'll take customers every day of the week that we can find them. But really what you're looking for is you're looking for somebody who has the contacts, the money, the time, the desire, the efforts, the experience necessary to be a business builder. And so, you know, where are you going to find them and how you're going to find them? And that comes down to some strategy and tactics and understanding, you know, who are the key people in your business, and can you activate and motivate and energize them? Who are the key people that have already said no to you, and maybe you have new information or a new way to get them excited? Who are the key people that you've been afraid to talk to? Or where can you find more key people? Through the internet or through Facebook or through friends of friends or through trade shows or other things that you can go out and have some success. You know, what are the key markets that you're focused on? The geographic markets, the demographic markets. Who are the people that you think can drive your business, and how can you find them? And then just tell them, hey, I think you're somebody that definitely can be successful in this business. And you know, people respond to that, you know. So if you know what kind of skills you're looking for, you know what kind of personality type you're looking for, that increases your confidence and your belief that what you're doing is a positive thing. And so then you're able to take your annual goal and kind of break it down into more monthly goals, to break it down into weekly activities, and, you know, drive your business through those things that are easy to do and easy not to do. But it ultimately comes down to the invitation, presentation, and role to the right prospects, handing out samples, directing people to the three-minute message in the conference call, getting them on the phone with your upline, sitting down at a Starbucks and talking about it. And, you know, this is a great time of year to be reaching out to people. And I've been doing some of that myself personally. And you know, whether it's emailing, whether it's text messages, whether it's phone calls, just to say hello and to rekindle relationships with, you know, no agenda at this point. You know, you don't have to talk about Purium and business and whatever. But if it comes up, and don't be surprised if it does, then you should talk about it. Because what do people want at New Year's? What are the two biggest resolutions that people have? Number one is lose weight, and you can even expand that and broaden that to be healthier. And number two is to make more money. I mean, those are the two biggies that most people put on their resolution list, and especially in this economy, you know, more and more people are looking for additional sources of income. And, you know, especially with our lifestyles now, you know, with so many people being overweight or obese and unhealthy and all of that, you know, it's just those are the things that are on people's minds. And so, you know, don't be surprised if they come up. And if they don't, no worries. You know, at least you've reached out, at least you said hello, so that as we roll out some new things here in the first quarter, as we improve our marketing tools, we improve our compensation, and we have some new things to talk about, that when you talk to this person 60 days from now, 45 days from now, whenever it may be, it's not the first time you've talked to them in a year or two or three. So, you know, it sounds manipulative. It sounds self-serving, but really it's not. I mean, if they're looking to earn additional income, if they need to lose weight and they need more, you know, better health and better nutrition, then, you know, they might as well get it from you. They might as well get it from Purium than from someplace else, because they're looking for it. So, you know, if that's your attitude and that's your strategy, and it starts, you know, right now, today, with the planning, with the contacting, and getting clear on what you want to accomplish, you're going to have better things happen for you. And that's really what it's about, is setting that vision, that long-term vision, and taking the action steps, doing the things that you can control, and treating it like a business, treating it like you are the CEO of your own business. And if you're the CEO of the own business, you need to have a business plan for 2011. And you know, that's really what I think is important right now for you and for your business. And we'll be, you know, kicking off the new year, coming full circle, with going back through some of the new distributor training, going back through making your prospect list and how to invite and what to say and, you know, how to handle objections and walk people through that process with the intention that you're going to be enrolling more new people, and also with the intention of you re-enrolling yourself and re-energizing yourself and re-upping for another year. And that's what it takes. You know, that's what it takes. It's those simple things over and over again. But I'm confident that 2011 is going to be a big year for Perium. I really, really am. I'm very excited about a lot of stuff that we're putting together and the investments that the company is going to be making in you and in your business. And you're going to see that. You're going to see that show up in some very tangible ways. And you don't want to get caught flat-footed. You want to start to be bringing in the right people and start creating the right culture and mindset with your team, including, you know, showing up for these calls. So, you know, if you find some value in what we're doing here today, then, you know, direct people to their back office so that they can hear the archived call and get them on the live call. You know, we would love to have that energy every Tuesday and Thursday night. Now, this Thursday is the last of our, you know, weeks with December, and so we're not going to be doing an opportunity call here this Thursday, but I believe we'll be starting those up again next month. I will confirm that, and you'll get word next Tuesday whether that's going to happen. And as I said, be looking for some new information coming from the company that will help your business, and I'm confident that you're going to see some great things happening that's going to make all of your efforts easier and faster and better and multiply what those possibilities are. But, you know, start with your own why. Start with what you can control. Start with your intention and intensity. Draw your circles out of what your income is, where you expect your income to come from, and how much you are expecting that your Perium business is going to expand, and then make it happen. You know, that's what it takes, and I'm confident that you can do it. So thanks so much for supporting these calls and supporting the company and being an independent business owner and entrepreneur. You're the people that that make this country what it is today and what it will be in 2011. And I'm very optimistic. I'm very excited about what Perium is going to be doing, and I hope that you're a big part of it and not only just along for the ride but actually help them drive the bus. So thanks so much for being on here, and go make some phone calls, go send out some emails, go text message some friends and tell them that you care about them, and go write down your goals and put together your game plan for 2011, and we'll help you surprise yourself with some stuff that'll turbocharge your business. So Laura, thanks so much for hosting. Appreciate you being on time and welcoming everybody and doing what you do. And thanks to everybody who joined us here this evening. Have a great and happy new year, a healthy and a safe one. And make your own personal resolutions as well. Make sure you're a product of the product. And you know, maybe losing weight or something else related to health is part of what you need to make happen. Maybe it's something that's you know, for your family, the time freedom part of spending more time with your family. You know, go get clear on what you want your life to look like and go make it happen. Nothing would make me happier, and I know that's nothing would make Dave and Amy and those at the corporate office happier. So let's do it together. Have a great, great night. Have a great week. Have a happy, healthy new year, and we will catch you next Tuesday. Thanks, everybody. Good night.